have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I believe in love. bless your name,
Jesus. Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Amen. God bless you, each and everyone that is here with us on today. This is your host, Apostle T.D. Westbrook, also known as Apostle Dawn. Amen. We are just having some challenges this morning, but I still give God the glory. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. So again, this is Apostle Dawn, and I'm so grateful that you're here with us on today. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank the Lord for him giving us this day, the day that he has created. Amen. Our format has changed somewhat, so please just be patient with us in Jesus' name. Listen, people of God, the man of God says, I was created for worship. Amen. And yes, we were created to worship the Lord our God. Amen. The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. I feel my health coming. Amen. Created all things, and by his will they exist and were created. We were created to worship the Lord. Amen. So right now, amen, as we begin this day, this program, we're going to lift up our hands, amen, and give him a Shabbat. We are going to worship him because he is Elohim. He is Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He is Jehovah Rapha, my help on today. My God, we were created for worship. And I'm not even going to stop there. Amen. I want to just acknowledge him that I'm breathing, that I'm moving, that I am seeing, that I have my right mind. Amen. And praise God, so do you if you are here listening with us on today. Well, hey, again, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle P.D. Westbrook or Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do, people of God. Listen, I know with every fiber in my being that there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms. And as a wailing woman, as a travailing woman, amen, as an intercessor, as one that is on the wall, we are sending up a sound into the heavens, amen. And we have been given the authority to speak and speak the word only and say something, to open our mouths. So today, on Shabbat Saturday, we want to Shabbat our awesome God and encourage you, our listening audience, amen, on today. Because again, this day, this hour, hallelujah, this is the day that the Lord has created for you and for me. Amen. And you will not get this day back, people of God. So rejoice and be glad in it on today. Hallelujah. I am so honored, hallelujah, today that we have with us evangelist, amen, Cassie Copley. Are you with us, woman of God?
Yes, I am with you. Praising the Lord. My God, my God.
Hallelujah. Woman of God, I want you to know that I am just so fired up, amen. I was just came out of prayer yesterday from 7 to 6 a.m., totally physically exhausted in my body, but I feel my health on today. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord for you being here with me on the platform. Today certainly is a very special day with us. You being here, you were here with us, I believe it was two or maybe three weeks ago, gave a very profound word, and I pray that, and I know, I don't even have to pray. I know that there is a word in your mouth for his people on today. A lady has been asking me as a wailing woman, what time is it, daughter? Take note of the time. What season do you think that I'm calling you to walk in now? And woman of God, I know that you know what I'm talking about. Amen.
Amen.
But we that have been called by his name, hallelujah, we that have our ears to his mouth, Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I am so on fire for what God is doing and what he is birthing out of the wailing women. But not only that, his intercessors and his Nehemiahs, and his Elijahs, hallelujah, in this season. Glory to God. And people of God, we don't have time to be playing church. We don't have time to be trying to represent. Hallelujah. It is time to recognize that there is a division, a dividing going on in the body of Christ, and there is certainly a separation occurring between the wheat and the tares, and those who are the ain'ts and those who are the saints. You know, I've heard it said just recently, and it sort of grieved me, amen, and that's what really took me into prayer. People saying, well, it don't take all that. Listen. It's a matter of life and death, and it does take all that. Hallelujah. It is about your soul and where you plan to spend it in eternity. Amen. You know, it tickles me, evangelists, because I say, oh, what do they think they're going to go? What do they believe what's going to happen when they go before the great throne room? Are they going to say to the Father, Lord, it didn't take all that, my God, today? Think about that. Hallelujah. But Luke 12, 54, 56 says, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it is. You know, people can discern the weather, but they cannot even discern the times that we're living in. Glory to God. These are the last days. And he says, hypocrite. You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? My God, today. So again, woman of God, I am so grateful for you being here today. I know your heart and I love you for it. Amen. But to me, I'm telling you, if there was ever a time for us to realize there is a beginning of birth pain, we are in our last days. We're at the end of the end. Amen. The end of times is what scripture calls it. Amen. And certainly we need to discern the change and the shift. Amen. And we need to discern and make a determination and come to a resolution. For God I live and for God I die. Ain't nothing else more important than that. Amen. But the Lord bless you on today. I'm so grateful and thankful that you are here with us, woman of God. And now I release the platform and the mic to you. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will use you mightily. Open your mouth and be his voice and mouthpiece to the people of God. Woman of God, you are released to bless the people and share what the Spirit of God has placed on your heart in Jesus' name. Go forth.
Greetings, 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 in the precious name of Jesus. I give all honor and glory to my Savior today. I thank him for waking us up this morning, allowing us to see another day, assembling us together to hear what he has to say for his people today. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Oh, Lord, I thank you today. Thank you, Apostle Westbrook, for the opportunity. Thank you for the wonderful producer of this program. I am Minister Kathy Jasper of the Manor House Ministry in Beckham, West Virginia. Bishop Herman Bryan is the pastor. I just thank God for that opportunity. My spirit has just been excited for the past couple of days. The Spirit of God gave me a word at the end of last week. And I was ready to go. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit comes back and changes the message. And I said, Lord, thank you. Whatever it is that you have for me to give unto your people today, it is my pleasure to release it. I come for you today, nobody like Jesus. Oh, my God, nobody like Jesus. We've all been in a place where we can say that we've met some great people. We've met some civic leaders, presidents, celebrities, star athletes, leaders within our community who have moved up to be senators and governors within our space, within the communities we live in. We've attended concerts where we've screamed for our favorite singer But I come to tell you, there is nobody like Jesus. Luke, the second chapter, at the age of 12, this young man, Jesus, was in a temple discussing with the elders what his father had given him. He was about his father's business. Nobody like Jesus. Oh, my God, my mind goes to Luke, the eighth chapter, speaking of the woman with the issue of blood. My God, how many of us have been in her position where we've gone to multiple doctors and they had no answer for us? They had no positive results. But she heard of a man that was coming through. She made her way through the crowds. She didn't touch his hand. She didn't grab his hand. She didn't grab his arm. All she could reach was the bottom of his garment. And she touched the bottom of his garment. My God, the word says she was made whole. There is nobody like Jesus today. Oh, my God, I feel my spirit moving today because I know for it within myself that there's nobody like him. Matthew, the 14th chapter, talks about how Peter saw our Savior walking on the water. He answered unto him and said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come unto you on the water. Nobody but Jesus. And this present day, I can tell you now, in all the history books, there is no one but our Savior that's ever walked on the water. And when he called out to him and Peter stepped on the water, my God, he walked on the water with faith to our Savior. But then he started seeing the surroundings. He started seeing the storm, feeling the storm. His face started to waver. He started to slip into the water. But Jesus, my God, my Savior, reached out and grabbed him. That's what we need to do as people of God today, to reach out, grab hold of Jesus right now while he is able and he is available unto us to call upon him. There's going to be a time, saints of God, where people are going to call upon him and he's not going to be near. There's going to come a time when people are going to seek him and he's not going to be able to be found. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. We're looking at how the impossible can be made possible. Walking on water is the impossible. But when you reach out, grab hold to Jesus, he makes that thing that others say can't happen, won't happen, will not happen. He can bring it forth. He can birth it inside of you with that faith and trust in him and make it possible. Oh, nobody like Jesus. I'm here to tell you that every time you have a burden in your life that you can't seem to bear, when you're dealing with that affliction that has you feeling helpless, that affliction that has you feeling hopelessness, that affliction that puts you in a position that you experience some doubt, some mistrust, that affliction, that burden that has you living in anxiety, living in fear, walking in depression, having doubts about whether or not you still should be here, suicidal thoughts, you know, sadness. Many of us walk in sickness, but I'm here to tell you that I found out that I can call on Jesus at that time of anxiety, that time of confusion, that when I call on him, he gives me peace of mind. I'm telling you that peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He brings that joy on the inside that when I'm sad, that he gives me that joy that I need, that I can endure that day. I can have a restful night, that I can rise in the morning and thank him with a praise for deliverance. Oh, my God, when I was deep down, lost in sin, had no place to go, did not know what to do, was just confused. But all of a sudden, the sweet voice of the Lord reminded me, I got a place for you. There's safety in Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. When you're drowning in sin, my God, he is your Savior. He redeemed my lost soul. I know for myself, for him to be a way maker. There was a time when my situation was so bleak. There was a time when I didn't know what to do, but I fell down on my knees because I could, as a human being, I did everything I knew to do. I mean, I went to my friends. I asked them for help. Nobody was there for me. I went other places, went here, went left and right. Still, I was not able to find what I need. I sought after the things of the world because that's what I thought would give me the answer. But when the situation just kept getting more bleak and more bleak, and I could not come up with the answers, I fell down on my knees, and I cried unto him, and I said, and I asked him to help me, just like Peter did when he was on the water and he started to sink. First thing he did is he said, help me. He had called for the Savior to help him. Oftentimes we're in situations, and there is, we got a storm going on, and we don't know what to do. But I'm telling you today, there's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody that you can call on to be a present help in your time of trouble. There is nobody that you can seek when you're sick in your body and the doctors can't help you. Nobody like Jesus. When you look around and there's no food for you to eat, there's no resources for you, I'm telling you, nobody like Jesus. When you're in a situation and you feel like you are unloved, nobody cares about you, I'm telling you, nobody like Jesus. Jesus went to the cross, oh my God, went to the cross to bear the infirmities of me. When I feel like I'm not lovable, when I feel like, and when people remind you that you're not going to be anything, you're not going to be much of anything, you're not going anywhere, nobody wants to listen to you or even be around you, I'm telling you, I know a person that you can go to. This person loved you so much that he sacrificed and he gave up his life, my God, so that you would have life. There is no greater love than the love that our Savior has for us. There's no greater love than to lay down your life. When before I knew anything about me, before I was even going to be thought of or conceived of from my parents, he loved me. When I got old enough to understand and thought I knew love, he still loved me. When I didn't think twice about him and I turned my back and was doing my own thing, yet he still loved me. Nobody like Jesus. No one can come to you in your darkest time and tell you I love you. No one can come to you and know all that you've done, all the sins you've committed, all the sins you've committed against Christ, but yet still love you, yet offers you forgiveness. Not only offers forgiveness, but lets you know that I will forget it, not just forgive you, but forget it no more, and put you in a place that you can walk forward and forget those things that are behind you and continue forward so we can reach unto those things that are laid before us. I thank you for it today, Lord. Nobody like Jesus. That love that our Savior has for us, it's not a part-time love. It's not something that maybe I'm going to love you today and I'm not going to love you tomorrow. It's a love that lasts every day. It's a love that when you're awake, it's there. When you're sleeping, he watches over you with that same love. Nobody like Jesus. When I'm in a time of sorrow, he's there. He is the great comforter. He is my provider. When I've done all that I think I can do as a human being, he steps in and he makes ways that are beyond my understanding. My Savior, nobody like Jesus. Jesus is the Word made flesh. That Word now gave up his life so that I can live. Now that Word dwells on the inside of me, that now I can have a one-on-one conversation with him. I have an amazing relationship with the Word because it dwells on the inside. I thank him today. Nobody like Jesus. Through his Spirit, I live. Through his Spirit, I have eternal life. Through his Spirit, I can walk with a smile on my face. And when people say, what are you smiling about? What you happy about? Let me tell you about a man. Let me tell you about a man who, like no other man you will ever meet. Let me tell you about this man called Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you today, Lord. Oh, I thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you today. Oh, I say that nobody like Jesus. Jesus was foretold in the Old Testament before he was even born in Matthew, the 7th chapter, 13 to 14 verses that it reads, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, sovereign power. All nations and people of every language worshiped him. His dominion is everlasting, dominion that will not pass away. His kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Nobody like Jesus. Before Jesus was even born, he was spoken of. In the New Testament, our Savior was born and was brought to us. Nobody like Jesus. Now we have that Spirit on the inside of us. Nobody like Jesus. When people tell you that he ain't real, I'm here to tell you there's nobody like Jesus. That Jesus will step in any situation on your behalf. That Jesus was a comforter. Jesus amazing. Jesus is our Father. He is the King of Kings. He is our Lord and Savior. We're living in a time now where the world is offering so many distractions that you're not that puts us in a position where sometimes people waver because they're looking at those distractions and they listen to what those distractions they think it will bring unto you. But I'm here to tell you that there is nobody like Jesus. There is nobody. We're living in a time where the world is in a chaotic state. There's nobody like Jesus. We're living in a time where there's not just rumors of war, that we're on a break of war. There's nobody like Jesus. We're living in a time where the nations are not even wanting to come together and speak to each other anymore, where nations are going against nations, where the people of God are being tortured, their lives are being taken for their desire to worship Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. We're living in a time where Bibles are being forbidden. You can't even, there's some countries, you can't even, you are killed, you're persecuted if you possess a Bible, if you speak of the name of Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. You're killed if you even speak of the name of Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Our brothers and sisters are holding up a standard. They're holding up the banner to say, for Christ's sake, I will die, but there's nobody like Jesus. We're living in a time where obviously there's no longer prayer in school. You know, if you even try to pray in school, you're usually, nowadays, kids are suspended. Oftentimes, you can't even pray. You can't even say grace in public places. You can't say grace sometimes on your job. Nobody like Jesus. We're in a time right now that if you do not know him, if you've never, now is the time to come unto him. There's nobody like Jesus. In Philippians, the 2nd chapter, 9 through 11 verses says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, and that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm here to tell you that there's nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. There's times when I've watched what's going on in the world, and it grieves me. And you try to figure out, what am I going to do? What can I do? How can I help? How can I make a difference? That difference is to go to God in prayer. That difference is to recognize that there's nobody like Jesus. That is our only avenue of resource. That is our only avenue right now to give you the strength to walk in the purpose that he has called you in. Right now, nobody like Jesus is where we need to go to pray for our brothers and sisters as they walk through this life, as they try to figure out, should I do this? Should I go left? Should I go right? Walk towards Jesus. Nobody like Jesus is a time for us to stand up and proclaim that our Savior lives on the inside of me, that time is winding down, that we're coming to a place where you're going to run out of time. There is no tomorrow. There is no, well, you know what, I know of God, but, you know, I'm going to come to him tomorrow. I'm going to come to him next week. I have this bucket list of things that I want to do, this bucket list of things that I haven't had a chance to do. I want to do all the things. I want to do all the things that I want to do. Then I'll make that decision. Thanks to God, we're living at a time now that you don't have that time. You may not have that opportunity to do all of these things. All of those things don't matter. What matters now to God, what matters now is recognizing that there's nobody like Jesus. All those pleasures of the world only last for a moment. When you come to this man named Jesus, will give you an abundance of joy that lasts forever. This man named Jesus will give you that peace, will give you that hope, will give you that faith, that trust that you need to move on and do what he's asked you to do. We all have a purpose here. We all have a calling within our spirit. Now is the time to step forward. Now is the time to move in that faith. Now is the time to go to God in prayer. Now is the time to, if you don't have a prayer life or a life of fasting, now is the time to seek Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Now is the time to come before him and ask, Savior, help me. Help me. Help me with my prayer life. Help me with my life of fasting, because I want to be found in a place that when he comes back, my God, when he comes back and he cracks the sound and when they hear the trumpet, I want to be one of those that if I haven't gone on in Christ and I'm still here, I want to go back with it, because the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and those of us that remain are going to be caught up. I'm letting you know now that there's nobody like Jesus. I want to be caught up to meet him. I want to see him for myself. I want to be able to look upon him and know that is my Savior, that there's nobody like him, that I tarried on this earth for this moment to be with my Savior. My God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, there's nobody like Jesus. I want to be able to look at his face. I want him to be able to say to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Oh, there's nobody like Jesus. Oh, my God, today there's nobody like him. Oh, saints of God, please, I beseech you, I beg you that now is the time for us to seek this man called Jesus. Now is the time to walk in the fullness of his grace, in the fullness of his mercy, in the fullness of his love, and to walk in that purpose in which he called us to let that fire on the inside, to let it come forth, so that you may be found doing his work and his will in the last days that we live in. Oh, my God, there is nobody like Jesus. We all have our testimony. We all have a praise report of what this man named Jesus has done for us. We, many of us, have seen it in the lives of our family and our friends. Nobody like Jesus. May we continue to know that. May we continue to spread the gospel, spread the word, spread that message, that regardless of who you think you might know, regardless of who, what names you might be able to drop to somebody, somebody you know, there is nobody like Jesus. There is no other name that I know when I call on it, he's there for me. That when I speak it, the impossible becomes possible. There is nobody like Jesus today. There is nobody like him. There's nobody that can be there for you like he can. And there's nobody, saints, that can love you the way our Savior can today. Please, if there's nothing else you remember from what the Spirit has given me, find comfort in knowing that there is nobody like Jesus. There is nobody like him today. I am so glad that God loved us so much, that God allowed for his son to come into the world, knowing the mission of his son was to sacrifice his life for me, for you. I am so thankful that I have an opportunity to say within my spirit that my lips can proclaim to others that there is nobody like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Please receive that message from our Savior today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you today. Hallelujah. Thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you today, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you. Ooh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah, because I thank God for saving me. Oh, I thank him today. I don't know about you, but I thank him today because I know where I was. I was at a place where it was frequently told to me that I was stupid. It was frequently said to me that I might have a little bit of book sense, but I had no common sense. It was told to me that I can't function or think by myself without instructions of others. But I'm telling you today, there's nobody like Jesus that can take you from a place where you feel like you're nothing and bring you up to where you are somebody in his eyes, where he can use you and that you can bring glory, not to yourself, but glory to our Savior today. Oh, I thank him for it today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, nobody like Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you today. Thank you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you for being the Word made flesh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, woman of God, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Ooh, thank you.
The Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't want to interrupt. Glory to God, because I just sense the presence of God moving upon you just in that relief and that pour. Hallelujah. Listen, nobody like Jesus is what the woman of God said. God cares about us, people of God. No matter the headlines, amen, no matter the circumstances that we're contending with, whatever it is, he never leaves his children. Scripture tells us that he is faithful, amen. He remembers us, glory to God. He is our protector in times of need. And what a comfort. It just gave me such comfort just in your releasing the word. What comfort it is to know that deep in my knowing that God is present, hallelujah, and there is nobody else like him. He is God alone. So when I'm afraid, when I feel alone, amen, when I have questions and I don't know what to do, I do know this, that God is with me, amen, that the Lord is with me, amen, and his name is Jesus. And he is with me in my battles. He is with me wherever I go. And you know the key for me, woman of God, that whatever circumstance, it says, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. Just that contentment and that confidence I have knowing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Glory to God. There is certainly nobody else, no one else, nothing else in this world that is greater than our Lord and Savior and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could possibly ask or imagine. That's why he tells us to seek him and find him. Amen. When you seek him with all of your heart, glory to God. And he tells you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these other things will be added unto you. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we can have confidence and don't have to be weary in well-doing, glory to God, because we understand that we've been forewarned according to his word of these things. So don't think it's strange, but most importantly, understand that there is nobody else that's going to help you, that's going to save you. Man can't even save himself. He is so confused. Amen. And that was so evident just in the pre-pan, the pan, and the post-pan. Amen. This shot, booster number one, booster number three, they don't know. It's almost like you're going through this test, this lab of them testing to see, well, let's just throw this against the wall and maybe this will work. But you know what the Lord tells us? To seek him and his strength and his presence continually. Psalms 105, we know that, you know, if we seek the Lord in everything that we do, seek his decision making. Amen. Hallelujah. Have the mind of Christ. Let him be the final authority in everything that we do. Hallelujah. There is nobody else like him. There's no one else that has his mind and his thoughts. Amen. And his intentions, that knows what he intends to do, what he's planning to do. But you can't be a part of that process if you don't have a relationship. Glory to God. If he's not yours, you don't know him as your shepherd. You don't know him as your Lord. You don't know him as your Savior. Then it'd be very difficult for you to say that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not lack. Glory to God. It'd be very difficult for you to say that he makes you lie down in green pastures. Amen. It would be very difficult for you to say that you are aware and know and have experienced the goodness and the love of God that follows you all the days of your life. There is nobody else like Jesus, people of God. Hallelujah. There is no one else like him. So we give God the glory and the honor for the word, for the pouring, amen, that has been released into the atmosphere. Woman of God, thank you so much. I receive comfort in just that reminder, amen, and I bless him on today. Glory to God. People of God, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, amen. There is nobody else like him. Hallelujah. He is God alone, but he is also giving you a comforter, amen, an advocate, someone who is here with you if he is left in his place, and that is the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, who will tell you the truth, amen, who will lead you in the way that you should go, hallelujah, and give you wisdom in all of your affairs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much for that word. What a word on today. Glory to God. And if I would say, you know, people of God, you don't doubt what the Lord is speaking in your ear that has, you know, in this hour, what he has released. Hallelujah. That we have to get to a place, as the woman of God has given so many examples, can you not see the sign of the times? No, we live in the Americas, amen, and yes, they call it the land of the free, but look how they are just slowly encroaching upon our lives and our liberties. And yes, do not think it's so strange that one day they may say that we can't have Bibles, that we can't assemble, hint, hint, glory to God, that, you know, that it's unauthorized for us to assembly, to take assembly as the body of Christ or to share the gospel in a public place. Hello. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. But yet there is nobody like him. But do you know him? My God, today, do you know him? Can you say that? And woman of God, with that, I would ask that you would just give the sinner's prayer to those that maybe do not know that there is nobody like him, that there is nobody like Jesus, because they don't know him. Would you lead those individuals in the sinner's prayer right now in Jesus' name?
Yes. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. First of all, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for offering us another opportunity to offer up praise and worship unto you. Lord, we come before you with our hearts humble. We come before you on behalf of the sinner, on behalf of the individual who may not know how to come to you, may want to have a relationship, but is frightened, it is scared. What will my family think? What will my friends think? Will I be by myself? Lord, we come before you on behalf of that sinner. We ask for forgiveness for all sins that have been committed against you. Lord Jesus, we believe in our hearts, and we know that you died for our sins. The prayer of the sinner today, Lord Jesus, that I know that you have died for my sins and that you rose from the dead, that I may have an opportunity for eternal life. On behalf of the sinner, Lord Jesus, we ask that you hear this cry. They want to turn from their sins. They want to have you come in on the inside. There's a young lady right now, Lord Jesus, in her bedroom. She's on her knees right now, and she's crying out to you. She says, Lord, help me. Help me. I don't want to live this life anymore. Please help me. I want to change. I don't want to be lost. I see what's going on in the world, and I'm scared of it. I am so afraid. Lord, please come into my heart right now. Please forgive me for all that I have done against you, Lord Jesus. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost. I want to make it in. Please, Lord, come into my heart right now. There's a young lady crying unto you. There's a young man sitting in his car right now, Lord Jesus. He's crying to you as well because he's thinking about giving up his life, Lord Jesus. I ask that you hear these pleas. I ask that you come into their heart. I ask, Lord Jesus, that they will have a renewance. They will be renewed in their mind. There will be a renewance in their life, that now you have come in on the inside, that now they have hope. Lord Jesus, and I thank you for that. Lord Jesus, for that mother who is sitting there with her children. Lord Jesus, she doesn't have an answer for them. Lord Jesus, our prayers won't be heard on her behalf. Speak to her heart and let her know that you are the answer. You're the truth and you're the light. Lord Jesus, I thank you today. We offer up these prayers for those that do not know you. And Lord Jesus, we also ask for this opportunity for you to come into the heart of the people who are lost right now. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. I'm so grateful that we have that opportunity to come before you today, glory to God, and to welcome you into the family of God. Just by making that declaration, amen, that, Lord God, I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my life, Lord God, my life is meaningless. And I believe in my heart, hallelujah, that you, Lord, raised him from the dead. Please forgive me of my sins, for every sin I have committed or done in my heart. Lord, forgive me. I cry out to you, forgive me. Come into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And I decree this in my heart, and I speak it in my mouth, and I release it from my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. I need you to be my Father. I need you to be my Lord, and I give you my life, and I ask you to take full control now from this moment on. As you have listened to these words and received them, amen, in the words of the woman of God, hallelujah, pray this in the name of Jesus, and so now you are born again, and you are a part of the family of God, hallelujah.
You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are washed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And your obedience in this hour brings the blessing, people of God, in your what you've declared and decreed. Amen. Glory to God. And so now that you've made this declaration, it is time now to take the next step. Become intimate with him. Find a church home. Find an elder in the community. Amen. And let him mentor you in a church that's in your community. Or if you don't know, reach out to us via Facebook. Amen. You'll find us. Send us a message. And we'll make sure that there is a church that connects with you in your area. Learn of him and his desire for your life. It is time for you to know somebody like Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has called you unto himself, and your name is at the table now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without
Amen.
A shadow of doubt, that God is speaking to you today, and we are so grateful. We are so thankful, woman of God, for the word that you've released to us in our hearing. Hallelujah. You're getting it right, people of God. You're on the right track, and the enemy has no access to you, no legal access to you now. Hallelujah. Thank you again, Evangelist Copley, for being with us. And would you like to share with the listening audience how they may get in contact with you? Amen. And become aware of where you're speaking, or if you're hosting or giving any events that you'd like us to be made aware of. Could you share that with us right now?
Oh, yes, it will. My pleasure. And I want to tell you, I am so grateful for you and your obedience to the Spirit, because your obedience to the Spirit, it encourages me to continue on. Your obedience to the Spirit fire in me to want to hear more, learn more, and do more. Your obedience to the Spirit reminds me that you can't be complacent, that you have to keep moving forward. And I thank you for that. I thank you so much for that. Well, you can, I do have a Facebook page, which is Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, and my maiden name is Copney, C-O-P-N-E-Y, and my married name is Jasper, J-A-S-P-E-R, so it's Kathy Copney Jasper. You're welcome to reach out to me either on Facebook or Facebook Messenger. You can always call me. I work my daytime job Monday through Friday. I work remote, so unfortunately I haven't been to the office in 2 years. But I counted that as a blessing, because when you're at work, you sometimes make time for work and you don't make time for Christ. But pandemic sent me home to be remote, and as a remote person, it has drawn me closer to the Lord than now time that I didn't think I had. I realized I've always had that time. I just never used it wisely, and I thank God for, as a person that's remote, that I've spent more time in prayer. I have established a fasting life, which I did not have before the pandemic, which I have it now, and I thank God for it. So I'm constantly trying to be in prayer and be in fasting while the time is available, while the opportunity is here, while I have the freedom to be able to do this. So you're welcome to call me at home, which is 681-404-6456. And feel free. I mean, if I don't answer, that may be because I am supposed to be working. But please leave me a voicemail message. You'll be able. I and a group of other women, we have this page on Facebook called the Purposeful Women of Prayer, and you're welcome to come. And what we do is every 2 weeks, like March the 27th at 6 p.m., you'll be able to just sign on by Zoom, and it'll be my pleasure to give you that sign-on information. And what we do is we get together for a time of prayer. We offer names, situations. There's an opportunity for praise reports, but we come together and we pray for the women of God because we know now more than anything that is a time where we must come together and pray for one another, and that there's strength in our prayers when we pray for and with one another. And it's my pleasure, if anybody would like someone to pray with, you're always welcome to call me. I count it all joy and opportunity to be able to pray with someone, because while we're praying, we know that the enemy, he is about and he is doing his work. And that's why we must pray without ceasing. We must be in constant fast, because he's not going to let down. He's not going to slow down. And he is not going to stop. He's going to be about his business as we need to be about the business of our Savior. So thank you for that opportunity.
Amen. And thank you so much for those words of encouragement. My heart is leaping because, you know, it is totally a Kairos moment when the Holy Spirit allows someone to truly glean your heart and your purpose, your assignment, your mandate. And that is a rarity. And when he does that, it's because of the connection that he is building in his kingdom. And I am so honored to have made your acquaintance as well, woman of God. And I do not take it lightly. People of God, she mentioned Purposeful Women of Prayer. Is that a website or is that a Facebook group, woman of God?
Actually, it's a Facebook. It's a page on Facebook. Let me pull this up real quick.
Okay, because yes, I certainly will join it. I certainly will join it, and I encourage anyone that's listening now and on the rebroadcast to connect with this group of intercessors and wailing women. My God, today, especially now in this hour, people of God, the night is short. You notice how quickly the days are passing? Before you look up, it's already Friday. My God, today. And I believe that the Lord is coming sooner than we think. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But to God be the glory is what we say for those who are in position. Amen. But woman of God, again, I thank you so much for those words of encouragement. I do not take it lightly. I am a woman of God. I come of late to understand in my 66 years of living, I live on purpose. So I'm not one that plays a lot with the things of God, because I also understand that there's a life at stake. There's a soul at stake. And yes, it is that serious. So I tell you, I give God the glory for all that he's doing in your life. Amen. And thank you so much for releasing that word and the prayer. Amen. People of God, now that you have received that word, now be a doer of the word of God. Amen. And he said that you would be blessed in your deeds. Amen. In Jesus' name. No evil will befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling, for the Lord has given his angels charge over you that will keep you in all of your ways in the name of Jesus, because you are now one of his. But get to a place where you can grow and go, hallelujah, and disciple someone else in Jesus' name. Woman of God, do you have that information now regarding Purposeful Women of Prayer?
Yes. The Facebook page is called, the Purposeful Women. And it's just, that's it, the Purposeful Women. And on there, it lists the dates and the times of in which that we have our prayer service. It gives you the Zoom dial-in number and the meeting ID, all the information you need to be able to sign on to Zoom. And the next time we meet will be Sunday, March the 27th at 6 p.m. And the Facebook page is called The Purposeful Women.
Amen. And people of God, that's the Purpose, and then F-U-L-L, all uppercase, woman, And it is by membership, so you'll have to answer some questions. Glory to God. It is a private group. They have approximately 1.7 members, glory to God. But it is a very powerful and focused group of women, glory to God, that are doing great things, making major, major strides in the kingdom of God. So bless you, woman of God, for sharing that with us. I have joined. My membership is pending, but I look forward to doing great things with you and the Purposeful Women or Woman, Amen, yes. group. And I look forward to the events that you will be having in the future in Jesus' name. People of God, do not doubt what you're in your hearing. I mean, nothing happens by accident. I just thank the Lord for the word again that has been released in our hearing. And I bless you, Evangelist Copley, for being with us on today. It is such an honor.
Amen.
And I'm so humbled. The Lord bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Father,
thank
God,
you
I thank you now that, oh, you're so welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, even with the few minutes that we have left, I just want to say thank you in advance for what you're doing. Thank you for blessing those who are under the sound of our voices. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, for Elation Radio, this broadcast. Hallelujah. And I pray that those who are with us, you will come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elations Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. I would pray that you would now continue to let the Lord use you, mighty woman of God. And please close us out now in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Shalom, everyone.
Come on, somebody, if you know you've been redeemed and the Son has set you free, you are open up your mouth and give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that's due his name. Because you deserve it. Redemption is my song. Bye.
that set you free. You ought to open your mouth and say, I'm free.